honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
What's up, Z? What's going on? What's going on? This is 59-26 Central with the Cook Girls. Yes, yes. How you doing, Z? What's going down with you?
A whole bunch of nothing. How about everybody else?
Well, right now, you know how the show I always thought was just me and you. But we do have some I noticed my niece right here. We're gonna let Mel. What's going on, Mel? Is that you, girl? On here on the 59-26 Central. Is that you, girl?
Y'all are setting me up.
It's Maya. It's Maya. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now I know there's somebody else on this line. I'm gonna dare to click this microphone and see who it is. Who else we got on the line? Who else is that? Talk to me. 846.
All right,
I ain't gonna call your old number. Not gonna call
Mama,
your old number.
I got customers. I just
wanted
to listen to y'all.
Okay, just listen, baby. Just listen, because we get raw and uncut on here. Let's see who else on here. Well, listen, I tell you what you do. If you ever want to say something to those of you that are on the line and it get good to you, you want to say something, weigh in, all you got to do is press one and I'll know. That's like a thumbs up in the booth, okay? How about that? All right, Z, what's happening? What's happening out there where you at? Tell me, what's going down?
A whole bunch of nothing. I just got off work, so I'm just winding down a little bit. Just walked in the door,
5 minutes here. Uh-oh. And it looks like we got Pamela Slam Bam on the line. Girl, what's going on, Sweet Pea?
Not much at all,
girl. Just happy to be alive and happy to be, like they say, God give us another day amongst the living. Hey, mm-hmm. It's all good. I'm all excited. We're going to give a shout out to Crystal. She has to go to a couple of parentage operational meetings to get them kids ready for that Zoom education, huh? Because ain't nobody playing with Corona. Damn, we talked about last week, Crystal was supposed to lead us in the discussion this week, but she told me she was going to talk on motivation. We also was going to have, our mother, we call her Sister Cook. Some of y'all didn't catch that very first show. We explained to y'all why we call our mama Sister Cook. You understand me? But hopefully we can still get her on the show before we get off the air. All right? So let's talk about motivation. Last week we talked about, Z had a topic about She had a topic about business, being a business owner, owning your own business versus clocking in, hitting the clock, every day. We talk about the pros and cons of it and everything. And a lot of people, we got both sides of the token, okay? So I'm going to give it over to Z, what's going on, and talk to us a little bit about, kind of give us a recap of what we talked about last week, remember.
Well, everybody knows my memory is not all that it's cracked up to be, okay? But from what I can remember last week, we spoke on the pros and cons of, like you said, punching a clock or going into business for yourself. And I was saying that, about 5 years ago, I never would have even considered it, because there was a lot going on, and on top of that paycheck every week or every 2 weeks is guaranteed, and then you have the medical benefits, and then you have your 401k, your retirement, you have all of that stuff that's guaranteed, and then when you go out to do your own business, it's pretty much you putting yourself out there in a sink or swim, and pretty much, we spoke on that, and we, Crystal had some ideas, and as of right now where I am, I'm all for it. I'm ready for it, and we're in the process of doing that right now, getting ready to do that. So, and the spinoff from all of that was having the motivation to do so. So And speaking for myself, I'm not that self-motivated type, you know. But luckily, I have somebody in my corner who does motivate me. You know, my husband, he motivates me. He's like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to go on and get it done, you know. And this is what we're looking forward to. This is what we will be doing. We're making steps to get to this. If it was left up to me to do myself, I wake up that morning and I'd be like, you know what? Nah, I think I'll just stick with what I have, you know. But having that motivation has a lot to do with your success rate. And we're not always able to have that motivation from other people. Like, he can motivate me in some things, but there are other things that I have to have that self-motivation for myself. That's pretty much what the topic is going to be today, you know, for anyone who wants to speak on that, you know, that motivation, you know, on whatever thoughts you have on motivation or how you motivate yourself, you know, maybe that could help the next person, or maybe if you need to call someone for that motivation, who would that be, you know? And
yeah.
A lot of times
yeah.
for me, you know, when it's not my husband, you know, it's my mom. Well, my bad, it's Sister Cook. For all of those who were here for the first show. So just anyone who has anything to speak on as far as motivation goes, you know, just go ahead and speak on it.
Well, I mean, I agree. I'm pretty much like you when it comes to that motivation, you know. James told me this one time. I know I was dragging my feet. I was getting to a place where I said, oh, I've been doing this for years, you know, and you feel like just letting it all go, moving to the country and swatting flies, you know. Just sit on a porch, swat some flies and say, hey, you know. But he told me, he said, it's your responsibility to breathe life into your own dreams, right? Because and when I say motivate me, that's why I can relate to you on that aspect of getting that motivation. Because, and I feel like I hear a lot of people say when it comes to a spouse, they spouse gotta support them and they gotta participate. Not necessarily participate, but I do need you. Or would desire for you to motivate, you know, so I can have that environment that's conducive to pushing me towards the things that I need to get done. You see what I'm saying? Especially our dreams, because a lot of times we pass up our, if we're not surrounded by the right people, we pass up, you know, a lot of things that really our prosperity lie in. You get what I'm saying? Because some people say, well, I'm going to tell y'all, I hear it all the time. Well, if I were you, well, I don't see no money in that, you know. And you have to drown out all of those people. You have to change your crowd. Some folk won't understand why you're not calling them. Some folk won't understand why you decide not to be on the phone with them, not to be around them for a certain amount of time. Especially when you're on the foundation of getting stuff started. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that I get that God, you know, that I get started that God will lead me to do. And I have to separate, I have to not be on the phone with folk, don't answer for this person, and don't go around these people so I can get the foundation laid. You see what I'm saying? So my husband really, really motivates me and tells me, hey, anything you put your mind to do, you can do it. I've never seen you do anything, start something and fail at it or do bad at it. He just really gets me going. You know what I'm saying? And that's very, very important. That's very important. But like you say, Sam, that self-starter, what do you do when you don't have that voice? It's just you. You got to get up. You got to find, and I think we said on the last show, I was saying that you need to find that song in the morning, whatever extra you can do, that song in the morning, that inspirational word. If it's a preacher, it might just be a song that gets you up, you know, that gets you moving, get your day started, develop a routine, especially when you know you're trying to accomplish something big. Now, one thing I do want to say is you can get overwhelmed with it, too, if you don't pace yourself. One of the main things I do is write down everything. I got so much paper, but, Lord Jesus, I write it down. You have to write it down. Put it on the refrigerator. Put it on the bathroom, next to the bathroom mirror. You know what I'm saying? Put it in key places that you know you're going to see it every day. Do a vision board. You see what I'm saying? If what you want to do is not important to you, you know, then it's not going to be important to anybody else. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. Has any
what we do
of our other sisters chimed in yet?
Pam is on there.
Pam and Jessica. No, Jessica,
okay,
still
see.
At work.
Probably so. I know we got visitors on the line listening to us and all that good stuff. If they want to weigh in, all you got to do is press one.
Anybody want to weigh in on what your motivation is? What do you do to get motivated, Pam?
I can't really speak on motivation right now.
Nothing.
I'm trying to get motivated.
Okay.
It's hard. When
okay,
you
that's
do.
Fair.
I mean, when you lose it after, like I said before, previously, when something happens that caused you to not be able to do something, sometimes you lose the motivation and you're doing everything in your power to try to get it back. I've always been a person that when I start something, I like to finish it. But I'm not using that as an excuse, but sometimes I have these stumbling blocks, which I can't really call them stumbling blocks, I guess. But things that don't allow me to keep going the way I want to. And sometimes I'm not giving up, but I want to come back to it later. But I don't finish it like I would like to. And sometimes to get me out of a rut that I'm in, like sometimes I'll pick up the phone and I'll call somebody and say, hey, I need your help to help, you know, just pull me up from this, you know. And so, and it's not always as easy as some people think it is. Sometimes you need that help. And, you know, especially me, if I'm calling you saying I need your help to help pull me out of this, I really need your help because I'm unable to just really motivate myself. I've been in situations to where I say, okay, I'm going to get out the house and I'm going to go somewhere because it's not often that I can. And I'll get up, I'll get dressed, I'll put my purse on my shoulder, I have my keys in hand, and I look at my front door. I put my keys down, I put my purse down, and I'll sit down and I won't move forward. I don't know that I have developed a fear over time of trying to do things again because I've been out of it for so long. But sometimes trying to motivate myself, I guess, is hard because I guess I doubt myself, and I instead of encouraging myself, I just, you know, I'm I guess I can say I'm my number one enemy, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always as easy as it seems. Sometimes no matter how much you want to and how hard you try, some things you just can't move forward, and sometimes you got to figure out why that is. And that's what I guess that's what I'm trying to do, far as, you know, so I can get that motivation back. Because usually there's nothing that can stop me from doing anything, no matter what it was and what I wanted to do.
Well, you know, in your journey of trying to figure out what it is that hindered you on the journey, you also have to make a decision. And see, sometimes it's habit. You go from something stops you or drove that motivation out of you. And so sometimes you have to just stop and make a decision that I'm going to develop a routine that will keep me motivated. You have to block out the past, what you went through, who didn't receive you, who didn't support you, who didn't. And you have to get up and make a decision, I'm going to do this for me. You know, and a lot of times we don't understand that, like, but you have identified it. You said your biggest enemy is you. And a lot of times I can know all day long that Dr. Pepper is an enemy to the gut that I have, right? Okay? But what will motivate me to stop drinking Dr. Pepper? That is a tall order. You get what I'm saying?
Well,
I know it's an addiction, right?
Well,
so I get
exactly what you're saying.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Okay, let me say this. I guess for me, sick, right? I got sick. In the beginning, I didn't let that deter me in any way. I kept pushing forward. I kept being able to do the things I like to do, the things I wanted to do, to an extent that I didn't overdo it when it came to my health. So I guess just when things were getting back to normal, some type of normalcy, and I can say this, I had a seizure. And after having that seizure, I said, okay, I did what I was supposed to do. I took the time. I rested. I followed instructions that the doctor said. And I don't really care for doctors, but I followed instructions. I was obedient. But out of everything that I've been through, trying to come back from that, I didn't realize the impact of it. Because I could no longer do some of the things that I could do, just little things, for a long period of time, like standing in the kitchen and washing the dishes, right? It had become a painful thing for me. And it's like, it wasn't even the big stuff. It was just the little things that you were trying to do, you know, because sometimes little things, you know, after so many little things, it turns into like a big pile of things. So I had to start like taking like intermittent breaks. And I guess it got to the point where I was taking so many that everything started put on the back burner. I mean, focusing, reading, even TV, just little stuff. And a lot of people don't think that those little things will play a big part into your everyday life or the things that you want to do, but it does. So now that all this time has passed in between that, before I realized it, that seems to have taken over. So now every day I'm saying to myself, okay, Pam, push through it. And like I say, it's harder than some might think. And I'm not saying that I'm not doing it. I'm not saying that I have bursts of motivation here and there, but it's not what it once was. So sometimes I'll pick up the phone and I'll call and say, I need it. That's one thing I'm not used to asking for is help. It's the hardest thing to do when you're used to doing everything yourself.
Yeah, and I think that it's good, like you mentioned, that you have certain instances where you have that motivation, and I think that's what's important. I think you should look more at when you have those bursts of motivation, what can cause those to last longer, and I think if you focus in on that, you'll find yourself thinking more about those things that excite you more than the things that have held you or have crippled you in the area of motivation. We're going to take a break right now on 5926 Central with the Cook Girls and play a little bit of Billy Cook. Saying, forever girl, right here on 2 5926.
I met a girl whose love was pure just like the sun. She moved with such grace, and I knew she was the one. Her hair smelled like roses in a garden from afar. So I asked her of her name, and she smiled with a bow. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my famous queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need. In harmony, she led me to the waterfall. She started to dance with the table like an hourglass. She put me in a trance. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With a passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside my serene more.
Te quiero.
Welcome back, welcome back. That was Billy Cook, Forever Girl, Forever Girl. Yes, we are. This is 5926 Central with the Cook Girl. We're talking about what's your motivation. Listen, let me tell you something. You know, we're talking about, we don't just want to talk about what motivates you to get into following after your dreams and visions and all that good stuff, but also in career, in life, in family, what's your motivation? What songs do you play? What do you do, you know, to motivate family? What do you do to give us some helpful hints, you know, on how you get yourself motivated? All you got to do is press 1 and share if you would like to, you know. It'll be an awesome thing. But in the meantime and in between time, whenever you get ready and you're comfortable, you can go ahead and share. All right. All right, sis. Oh, we got a caller want to share something. All right, gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on, Cook Sisters? How y'all doing? This is your brother-in-law, the notorious James Daniels, as they call me, J.D. the Barber.
Notorious.
Chiming in. How y'all doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. I've been listening to you girls, and I just had a little bit of information I wanted to share because I am a dialysis patient. I've been one since September of 2014. And let me tell you something. When you go from being a former athlete and able to take off running without stretching, and then all of a sudden your body starts to fail you, you go through a bout of depression. But I had to pull myself up out of that depression and realize that I had a lot more living to do, you know, rather than just lay down and die. I had some dreams and aspirations that I had not reached yet. So I asked God to help me and to allow me to navigate through my own depression and heal my soul, basically. And the thing is, if you bring God into your life, you won't, I'm not going to tell you you're not going to ever be tired or weary anymore, but the thing is, your struggle is going to be lighter. You know, I found that my struggle has been a little bit lighter than what it used to be. And I heard Pam talking about her spurts of energy and motivation. And I have those as well. But I just found that prayer helps me make those motivational times and spurts of energy a little better. I've learned to navigate them. I know that when I get done with dialysis, go home and lay down for a couple of hours, get yourself a little sleep and a little rest, and hop up and get at it, because you will have the energy once you wake yourself back up, or once you wake up, rather. Nobody wakes themselves up. You know, God does that. But, you know, you just have to understand that there is going to be a struggle through life, but you just have to push through the struggle. Nobody who is successful has never pushed through a struggle. Success doesn't just help. I mean, doesn't just happen. What they call it, you have to exert a certain amount of energy to reach the plateau of success, or else you're going to stay stagnant and be right where you are from now on. No, nobody has ever been successful that didn't take a chance, that didn't put the work in. Work is the key ingredient to success, if that's what you want. Now, if you don't want it, then go ahead and stay laying down. You know, nobody can tell you what to do. You know, if you feel like sitting around waiting to die, then go ahead. Because if that's what you're doing, if you're sitting around waiting to die, then guess what? That is exactly what's going to happen. So you got to get up and exert some energy and put some work into your dream, basically. Get up off your backside, as they say, and get it done. You know, it's easy to make an excuse, but, you know, with God, he'll show you how to make a way instead of excuse. And, you know, we too easily make excuses. You know, anybody, I tell you, I have had some brothers that I have worked with, that I have hung out with, you know, in the past, Let me tell you something. If I had written down all them excuses, I'd be a millionaire because I could have put it in a book and made a bunch of money off of it. Because let me tell you something, everybody's looking for an excuse. And let me tell you something, I have heard some deuces. But like I said, it's just a struggle every day, but work is the key ingredient if you want success. So you have to get up and motivate yourself, you know, through the power of Jesus Christ and prayer. You can get through anything. I'm telling you, God is a way maker. And because we are created in the image of God, we have to understand that we are way makers. So whatever it takes for you to get up, get it done. I mean, even if you have to do it in 10-minute spurts, just do it. Because you got 24 hours just like everybody else in a day. So in that 24 hours, if you dedicate a few hours every day to your dream, let me tell you something, you'll see it manifest right before your eyes. Because I know I'm 51 years old right now, and I have given myself about a 9-year plan. By the time I'm 60 years old, I don't want to be doing nothing but going pick up. So that's why I am struggling and pushing right now while I have the energy, because I don't know if I'm going to have the energy when I'm 60. But I do know I'm going to have the will to live. So I may as well go ahead and use this energy that God has given me while I'm 51 to push on through and just understand that, you know, there's going to be struggles. But with God, all things are possible. So that's my little insight on the situation and the road to success and motivation. It's you know, like I said, it's just get up and do it. There's no other dynamic or flow way to say it, you know, flowery way to say it. Just as my dad used to tell me, get your behind up and get it done. You know, that's just that, and that was harsh, but it was the truth. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we are with this situation in our lives. We're all grown. We're not gonna get any growner. Is that a word, growner? I'm not sure. But we're not gonna get, you know, any more grown than what we are right now. So time out for excuses, time out for woe is me, time out for the games, you know, no time for playing. Because before you know it, you'll be at your funeral. And everybody else will be too. So, you know, let's get it done, y'all. That's all I can tell you. Anybody have some feedback on that?
All right. Well, okay. Let's get motivated. Yeah, I like what he said. You know, you have to make a decision, get up, get moving, you know. I know when I was, we lived in Dallas. Y'all remember when we lived in Dallas? My God. I remember a teacher I had when we lived in Dallas.
We lived in multiple places in Dallas.
Multiple places. I remember I had a teacher named Miss Prophet, and she taught us this, excuses are monuments of nothingness. They build bridges to nowhere.
Yes.
Those who choose to use these words of incompetence are masters of nothingness.
I remember Miss Prophet, and I remember that. I don't think I had her. I just remember her name and remember y'all maybe saying something about her.
Yeah. But listen, every time I get ready to make an excuse, that's what comes in my head. Excuses are monuments of nothingness. So I know if I make one, then I'm not going to be productive. That's what it's basically saying. If you sit around making excuses and reasons why you can't, then you're not, you know, that's what's going to happen. So motivate, get up, get moving, get started, write down the vision. So you can look at it every day so that you have a template, like they say, to start from, you know. And I was talking with some other ladies on one of my other shows, and I was saying that when you get up in the morning, you don't have to make big, giant steps or leaps
All you have to do is make a little effort towards your goals. But you got to first have some goals. You see what I'm saying? You got to write them goals down. You got to do a checklist and then just check them off. James, they used to get it used to trip him out how I have a list. You know, I'm even if it's a goal for the house, I have a list and a checklist. And by the time the end of the week comes, everything on that list is checked, is done. And it didn't matter to me. I try not, because when you're dealing with anxiety, depression, and all of these different things, or you've been disappointed a lot, which I when Pam was talking, I heard a lot of that in what she's been disappointed a lot. You've been let down a lot. And so you have to break that pattern in your mind. You have to break it in your spirit, and you have to rise above it so that you can get back to you. Or just embrace a new you and catapult yourself, you know. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Just get up and say, I'm going to turn my life around. I want to turn my life into what I want it to be, what I want to see. You get what I'm saying? So write it down.
You know, baby, it's funny that you say that, because I don't know if you know that you taught me that if you want something and you have a vision for it, that's why so many motivational speakers talk about vision boards, you know, because if you want something, you have to write it down. And I learned that from my wife. And I see it manifest in her life. So I said, wait, man, if it works for her, it got to work for me too. So I started doing it, and lo and behold, it does work. I always wonder why, you know, in the past I would always see motivational speakers and all that talking about, you know, vision boards, writing things down. But, you know, I didn't, you know, I was like a kid. If you don't see it work, then you don't believe it. But when I see it work with my wife, I'm like, wait a minute, let me try this too. So I'm just here to give a testimony that it does work. Write down your hopes and dreams, and make sure every day that you get up that you keep your dream alive by doing something that is progressive toward that dream. If it's not, at least do one or two things every day that's progressive toward the dream that you have. Give yourself a plan and a plan of action, and put it into action. That's all you have to do.
All right, sounds good to me. All right. All right, G, what's up? Tell us what's going on your end. I mean, this topic is pretty good today.
Oh, nothing's going on over here. Nothing at all.
And the topic did turn out pretty good today. Have you heard anything from Sister Cook?
Oh, she said she's babysitting.
She got little Kennedy.
You know what that means? Yes, Sister Cook don't play when it comes to her babysitting. She all in.
Now see, that's my motivation.
Yeah, but look, Deb, I was going to say.
My grands are my motivation.
Yes. I was just going to say, you know, we have one of those mothers that a lot of people say, what happened to the grandmothers? I say, well, you know, my mama is a grandmother. And I'm talking about, like, in every way, you know. But it's a generation that didn't even get to experience the grandmother thing, you know. I guess I'm saying the grandmother thing as far as that grandmother where you go in to visit for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? A grandmother that's feeding you, talking to you, teaching you some wisdom, you know, that's very involved in your life and all this kind of can on, you know. But there's some grandmothers today that don't, you're not going to call them granny. You ain't going to call them grandma. You're going to call them, I forget, it's a lot of different names. Because some, you know, folks don't want that. But it's generation that's really missing out on what we got to experience, even with mother, even with big mom. You go over to grandma's house, you know it's going down. You going to eat good. Now, you might have to stay outside all day, though. You going to be outside with that igloo
cooler. Water.
Come on, some Gatorade that Uncle Darryl bought down there. You going to be outside while she watching the stories. They ain't going to play no games with you, you know.
Yeah, I don't mind my grandma name. I'm cool with it. I like both of my granny names. Yeah. Those little people are my motivation.
Yes. Well, I don't have none yet. I'm waiting. You know.
Oh,
I can't put
you.
In an order.
Yeah, you can't.
But it's, you know.
You can put in an order.
I can put
that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen.
Exactly. That order ain't going to come. Let's move on. I almost said something. Jesus blocked it. Okay. So today's show was very, very good. Again, a shout out to Crystal. I don't see Jessica on here. Pam, anything else, baby, you want to share before we get off of the air? Looks like we're going to close down early. Okay. We have on the line. Go ahead, Pam.
I said, no, I'm good. I'm just listening.
Okay, Pam, we're going to start with you. Share your fondest or funniest Sister Cook moment. Do it. Go.
Funniest Sister Cook moment?
Whichever. You can say scariest because the disclaimer is that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Go ahead.
Scariest.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
Funniest. Here it goes. I guess maybe the funniest is when she tried to talk like the young people and use the words that they use to describe things. And that's just the coolest thing in the world. But or when she always telling Kaylin she gonna juke him for being disobedient.
Juke.
She used my little old words.
That fascinates Kaylin when mama tell him that. So, yeah. That.
All right, Sam, what's next?
What gets me about mama is, my bad, about Sister Cook is, when we were in school, she wasn't into sports and doing all this other stuff. She was pretty much a homebody. You know, she just took care of the house and cooked and helped with homework and all that kind of stuff. But by the time, I want to say, by the time Napoleon started playing sports, by the time he was old enough, him and Crystal and Kristen, they were all old enough. She's a coach. Like, where did that come from? And now I'm almost positive she can be a sports commentator herself. It doesn't matter what sport it is. You know, that's just how into it she is. So that usually gets me whenever I'm with them and they're watching the game or somebody's playing or she's talking to my brothers or Roy or anybody, her other son-in-laws, about a sport. And it's like she shouldn't know that much because that's not the Sister Cook we grew up with. But, yeah, that's always funny to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, let me see. What can I pull out of my bag of Sister Cook antics? Jesus. I was a little jealous about the sports thing, I must admit.
Because how many games of mine did she come to?
No, oh, my God, them Not none.
And I was in private.
She didn't even come to see us march in the band. So none.
None.
Oh, but she did. But she did when she saw us on that on the television with the
no,
with
she
them,
showed up
pants
at the school.
On.
Come to the game.
Let's move
she
on.
Showed up at the school. Let's say that right. She showed up at the school, and everybody knew she was our mama.
Oh, my God.
She had on mismatched clothes. Let's just talk about it.
Wait a
Go
minute.
Go on the music hall. Girl, your mama was here today.
In the band, and they had a parade on TV, and they had on pants. Saw it on TV and went berserk.
Everybody knew
Listen,
she was
the
there.
Scariest thing is to see a Christian mama that don't match her clothes show up at the school. In the band hall.
Did I ever tell y'all what she did when I went to band camp for college?
No.
She dropped me off for band camp. But before she left, she talked to my section leader and the band director and told them that I hope y'all have a skirt for her to wear on the field, because her high school let her wear a skirt on the field. My baby don't wear pants. That's the only way I leave here, if y'all agree to this.
Mm, I guess.
So, but I'm going to tell
this
you what
college,
I did.
Right?
Yes, this is college. Freshman
okay.
year in college. After she left, me being who I was, and I wore a skirt in a band for 4 years. I was not going to go to college and wear a skirt in a band. I was going to dress like everybody else because I didn't want everybody to know, oh, that's Pam out there. She's the only one with a skirt on. That wasn't going to happen. I told the band director. I said, Mama don't come to the game.
Ain't your ground.
She don't come to the game. I'm going to wear what everybody else wear. Even if my uniform has to stay at the school.
That's what you call putting your foot down, Pam.
Hey, Mama never
she
showed
get
up
it
for practice. She never showed up for practice. She never showed up to my game. And then she didn't take me to practice. She didn't pick me up. It was either the bus or daddy truck. I'm just
saying.
I want to
talk about that. What's the name of that car that Pam was driving? That looked like a car and a truck together. What kind of car was that?
El Camino. The
El Camino.
Car in the land.
Mm-hmm.
That was the baddest car in the land.
Yes.
We're going to talk about how Pam got hit by that Metro bus in that green truck. Let's move on.
I didn't get hit by the Metro bus. I got hit by somebody else. The Metro bus just happened to be parked there. It was somebody that was in the hurry that went around the Metro bus.
My bad. I'm still traumatized. Go ahead.
It wasn't my fault. It was theirs. Now, how about that?
What was yours, Jamie?
What
Mama
happened now?
Coming to the school.
Okay, listen.
Mama came
to the school because they told us we couldn't have perms right at the church.
Right.
And listen. But I'm the only one that she cut the perm out my hair. I'm the only one she used. I don't know. I still haven't said that to this day. And I don't have no fine hair. I got black folks hair. I'm really black folks. I'm a black person. I'm an African American. And Cook decided for me through the unction of the church we were going through. I mean, too.
Oh, gosh.
I'm so thankful I didn't have to deal with what y'all had to deal
I was
going
Pam, just watch yourself. Let me get this out. This is my counseling session. So I'm in the band. See, Jones High School was not a high school, and Froze wasn't in then.
No,
I don't
know
what was going
out of 21 Jump Street.
You was back
no,
there. Your hair had to be fried, dyed, laid to the side, beehive.
Jones, I had. That's when the Spritz curls were in.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah, because Sister Cook was high with me every other week.
I know she was. You was at the shit house just getting it done.
Well, I didn't have to worry about that because one day I would go to school look like I had a Jerry Carr, and then the other next day I go to school.
Yeah, we know, Pam. Gel and water. Gel and water. Listen. But back to this fro I had that I just cooked and put in three ponytails like I'm back in middle school. Let's talk about it. So, I remember, I don't know if the girl last name was McLaughlin or whatever her name was. Her and Pam was going to rescue me from the tragedy of this natural hairstyle during a time where it wasn't popular. So, we was getting ready to go to a parade or a game or something, and they took me and they permed my hair. My Lord. When I got home. I can't tell you what happened when we got home because this is a recorded show. But I was never the same again after I went and got that perm against my mother's wishes. Mind you, nobody else had to go natural. Not as natural as I was. And I was really, truly natural.
Not as natural.
Say it again.
I don't think. Did I? There was a time I went natural.
Mm-hmm. Did you go natural?
I went natural.
Did you go natural? Okay.
Did I? I think I did. But by my senior year, I got a perm because I remember my graduation, my hair was past my shoulders.
Yeah, that was right after we were trying to let the curls wear off our hair. We had curls.
Yeah.
And we thought that our curls were. So we went natural. It was either a press or grease and water.
Now, who had a Leisha and who had a Jerry?
Who had a what? Leisha?
We both had Jerry. Nobody had a Leisha.
I think, Leisha, Jerry, they both the same to me.
Yeah. Leisha costs more, it lasts longer. We didn't get those.
I guess.
We got the box curls. Do-it-yourself curls.
Well, your mama was, Sister Cook, that is, was perming people hair way back in the day. Sister Cook impressed
me. When mama first started perming hair, it wasn't a good thing.
She could perm people hair that didn't have no hair. The hair was really, 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 really short.
Let me say this.
She was tough.
Do you remember when Mama first put a perm on our hair? She used Bantu.
Oh. I was traumatized every time I got a perm. So I don't remember one time in particular.
This is after our curls. She put a Bantu. We were going to get we got a perm for the first time. We got a Bantu perm. And Mama thought she was going to spritz curl our hair.
Oh, Lord.
You remember that?
No, but I can imagine what
that felt
like.
She had put that perm on our hair. Bantu was actually strong and gave us chemical burns, and Mama sprayed our head with Spritz.
Hey, she was learning.
That
she was learning.
I'm sorry. Our hair was stuck to our head for a week.
She was learning. We still living. We good.
I remember that. It was a tragedy. When we learn how to do our hair ourselves, was an awesome thing.
Well, I don't know about all that because I don't like doing my own hair. But guess what? I have at least three daughters who could do hair some kind of way.
Huh?
So if y'all listening right now, yeah. Because I can't get to my initial beautician right now because Janice used to have the waves in my head so slick, man. Every time I look in the mirror, I get CC. That chick had my hair laid. But now I can depend on my daughter, right, Junior? And thing one and thing two?
Wow.
Ain't nobody gonna chime in. I know y'all listening.
I guess they say now. Yeah. Well, let's see. Hold on. We got somebody gonna say something.
What?
Hold on. Let's see what we can do. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's slow them up. Let's see. We might have a. I think they live. Go ahead and talk to them.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
Jayla?
Hey. You know it's Jayla.
Okay. Are you going to do my hair?
Y'all just tickle me pink, honey.
Do what? You tickle pink, girl.
Y'all just tickle me pink.
Wow.
And, Mama, you got four girls that can do hair.
Oh, my bad, Jayla. Did I leave you out?
You did, Louie, but that's okay. I can twist and flex. But I can't do all the other. I just wanted to make it be known
bad.
That I was here.
Oh, okay, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you short.
It's okay, Mom. Kaylin and Jamea need to get on next.
Any thoughts on the show today? Or did you just chime in to let me know that I had a fourth daughter who could do hair?
Well, no, it wasn't only to let you know that you had four daughters that can do hair. But I can't even speak on motivation
without having.
I don't have no motivation right now, but I'm working on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, work on your motivation.
Okay, I'll tune in on next show. Maybe I can chime in on something next show.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, it's time to sign off, people. Go ahead and sign off for us. Cam, Alam, Slam, Burnham.
Until we meet again.
Oh, okay.
Until next time, all right, everybody.
And, and hopefully we'll have I know it's not a word, but a fuller house next Monday.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I look forward to it. You know, everybody's getting ready to go back to school, so it's all to the good. We want y'all to understand that this is the Cook family, and we are a family no matter what. Next time on the show, we will be featuring Marcel Casanova's Country. You want to make sure that you tune in again. It's 5926 Central with the Cook Girls. We love you, but we gotta go.
God has blessed me with.